I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia squirrel hunting season will open up this Saturday statewide. Coming up, we'll get a preview of how it'll unfold with DNR biologist Keith Krantz. The opening day of squirrel season is still a big deal in West Virginia, although probably not as popular as it once was. Squirrel hunting is a long-time tradition in the hills and hollows of the Mountain States.
People that are probably under the age of 30, they're probably cut their teeth on deer hunting. So people older than that, I would say, probably grew up squirrel hunting. And like you said, squirrel hunting is a rich tradition. In fact, West Virginia was one of the leading states in the United States for squirrel research back in the 1950s, and did quite a bit of research on squirrels. Squirrels are very important for hunters, and many hunters, that's what they did most of the fall because there weren't very few other game animals available.
That's DNR's Keith Krantz. So what does he see as an outlook for this season for squirrels?
We don't really track numbers of squirrels. What we do is just track sort of abundance of squirrels. Like, are they really abundant this year or are they not so much? And because last year was almost a mass failure year for our oaks, the females would have been much in much poorer condition, would not have pulled off that late winter, early spring litter like they maybe would have in other conditions.
DNR's annual mass survey, not published yet, but anecdotally, Krantz says, mast will probably be hit and miss, especially for the hickory nuts, which is where the squirrels will be targeting this early in the season.
Well, a lot of the people that I've talked to, they're seeing very poor hickory crops this year. We are seeing a lot of white oak, and we're seeing kind of spotty on a scarlet oak, a lot of chestnut oak. Depends on where you're at. I did the surveys in Doddridge County and Ritchie County, and there were grapes down low, but there weren't any grapes up at the, on the top of the ridges. So, you know, paying attention to what fruits and nuts are available to squirrels, depending on where you hunt, you know, will help you decide where to go.
Hope we see you in the woods this weekend, and hopefully you take a youngster along with you to cut their teeth on a mountain bushy tail. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.